The Darfur region was a focus of Pope Benedict's speech today. And today, Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir met with the governor of the U.S. state of New Mexico, William Richardson. Richardson flew to Sudan at the request of the Save Darfur Coalition because he's negotiated successfully with al-Bashir in the past over the release of foreign prisoners. Since 2003, over 250,000 people have perished in the region. To find out more, we spoke to the media officer for Caritas Internationalis, Nancy McCauley, who recently returned from Darfur.
There are about 4 million people who are essentially dependent on humanitarian aid. Most of those people are living in camps for displaced people, or they're being housed with maybe some family or friends or other families. Even in some of the towns that I saw when I was in Darfur, there were, I think, 40,000 people in one camp alone outside one of the main towns in West Darfur. And that was just one camp of about 5 different camps around the town. So maybe there are 100,000 people around that one town in West Darfur that if something were to happen and wide-scale violence broke out, then essentially people were telling me they'd just run for the hills. And at that point, if they run for the hills, they're an easy target for anybody. Outside in those huge areas of land, you don't even know what's going on. You have a sense of what's going on because you do have these people arriving every night. You can hear kind of military aircraft flying around every night out in the countryside. So you know these things are happening, and you just have to wonder how many people don't even make it.